This is HDN.
It's Tuesday, June 17th. This is the Halifax Daily News.
And some good news for sport enthusiasts. The Sackville Sports Hall of Fame is looking to expand, and they need to nominate some good Sackville area folk for the Hall of Fame. Now, if you've ever been to the Sackville Sports Stadium, that's where the Hall of Fame rests. That's where they have all the trophies. And
I seem to remember seeing a jacket with a whole bunch of buttons on it.
Yes.
What's that?
I do believe that belonged to Taylor Gordon, who was the boxing coach. Was he coach?
Yeah, boxing icon, basically. He was, I remember back when I did some ring announcing, and Taylor Gordon was the person that you had to speak to, because he was in charge of the whole shooting match.
Well, and that's just one of the items that's featured.
Punching match, I guess you'd call it.
One of the items featured at the Sackville Sports Hall of Fame. So to be eligible for induction into the hall, they need players, teams, administrators from Sackville, Lucasville, Beaverbank, and area who have been recognized for achievement at sport at all levels. We're talking local, regional, provincial, right up to national and international.
Unfortunately, I've already said that I was going to give my curling trophy to Sarah McLaughlin when she came to town. Although, you know what? I don't know. Sarah, why don't you get back to me? Do you want the curling trophy or not? I might donate it to... Now, does it have to be somebody who was born and raised, or does it have to be something that was won while you lived in Sackville? What are the...
Good question. The nomination forms can actually be picked up at the information desk at the Sackville Sports Stadium. So if you know of an athlete, a team, or a builder, those are the three categories that they nominate people in. I love them or hate them, the Teletubbies are coming back, and you've got a Halifax-based company to thank for it.
Even Poe.
Yeah, DHX Media. They're based out of Halifax, and they are resurrecting the series that was once a huge hit with the preschool set.
And now, the university crowd, too. They'd get just stinking high and watch the Teletubbies. Oh, are you kidding? Those things were pretty unreal. Think about them. They're all smooth with weird little baby faces. There's a huge baby face in the sky that's telling them what to do. They're...
Let's not even talk about the TVs in their tummies.
Yeah, with the TVs in their tummies. And they speak like they're inebriated themselves. You know, like, it's just a weird drug trip. I'm sure Timothy Leary probably came up with it way back in the 60s.
Well, DHX Media is going to produce 60 new episodes for the BBC. And now the financial terms of the agreement have not been disclosed, but the same characters are back: Tinky Winky, Dipsy, Lala, and Poe. But there's going to be an update because...
Murray, the lesser-known Teletubby. He's just kind of sit there watching TV. Hey, Tinky Winky, you gonna pass the Cheetos?
New CGI effects are going to be in this, and...
Just what the preschool kids need. New CGI effects. I mean, think about it. When we were kids, what did we have? We had Mr. Dress-Up.
Yeah.
Finnegan. Basically a sock stretched over somebody's hand with some eyes sewn in. Casey didn't blink at all. No expression, just had this weird face painted onto his wooden head. And that was basically it. Then there was Mr. Dress-Up, who would just put on different clothes and become different things.
It was a simpler time.
Oh, well, the Friendly Giant. We went to the CBC Museum, the Kids Museum, which really, it's like Mecca for anybody who grew up in Canada, because you see these things.
Yeah.
You see the treehouse with Casey and Finnegan.
Yep. Trunk is there.
Yes, but you also see the Friendly Giant set. And I think everybody who sees that is blown away by the fact that the puppets, Rusty, in the book bag.
Yeah.
And Jerome the giraffe. Jerome was coming through the window. Rusty was in the book bag. Same guy. That's left arm and right arm.
Yeah.
The guy who stood through the entire show with this thing pushing into his face, and he was holding both hands up. I mean, it was a simpler time.
Well, and when you think about it, they're talking about how they have to update it just for the last decade, because the old Teletubbies had TVs in their tummies. Well, for kids watching that now, it's no longer a television. It's a screen that you hold in your hand. So that opens up a whole new world of creative opportunities for the new Teletubbies.
So what, they're ripping these things out of each other's tummies?
I don't know what they're going to do, but...
Hey, Tinky Winky, give me your like, this is very weird. Hey, back in my day, they had abacuses in their tummies. They had Texas Instruments calculators, a TI-40 or whatever it was.
TI-50, yeah. getting some more information about this stolen backhoe. If you haven't heard about this, the Mounties seized a Case 580 backhoe valued at $175,000 from a property in Upper Nine Mile River
late
last week.
That's one expensive hoe there.
That hoe ain't cheap. They had discovered that the backhoe had been stolen from Calgary in February of 2013.
They talk about that on TV all the time. Illegal illegal backhoes. Isn't that what they're
saying? It's a tobacco, not backhoes.
Remember, don't buy illegal backhoes.
But when you think about it, it was stolen from Calgary in February of 2013. Mm-hmm. Go to February of 2014, March, April, May, June. So that's 12, 13, 14, 16 months.
Well, those things don't travel very
fast.
Well,
I was just about to say, if it's going at about 38 kilometers an hour, if that, it probably took from February of 2013 to get here.
It's four ways on, everybody having to pass. Yeah.
By the way, a 56-year-old man has been arrested for a possession of stolen property, and he is due in court at a later date.
That would have been a crazy, wild, slow-speed chase.
Can you imagine?
Pull over, like that commercial for, what is it, Canadian Tire, where they have the police chase and the people are trying to push the cars in the middle of winter.
Yes.
Very funny stuff.
So, some sad news for folks in the radio business and who love radio. Casey Kasem passed away over the weekend. And, of course, he was the voice.
Boy, that surprised us all, didn't it?
That was a shocker. American Top 40, better known for his outtake blooper reel that made the rounds in radio for many years before there was even an internet. It was just one of those things that was on a cassette. People would kind of pass it back and forth. And have you heard this? Have you listened to this yet? This is Casey Kasem. Oh, he freaks. Oh, you got to listen to
this.
He's
losing it.
Yeah. And then you would listen to it and pass it on to the next.
Oh, the one with the dead dog dedication?
Yeah.
Okay. I want a goddamn concerted effort to come out of a record that isn't a fucking up-tempo record every time I do a goddamn death dedication. Now, make it. And I also want to know what happened to the pictures I was supposed to see this week. This is a last goddamn time I want somebody to use his fucking brain to not come out of a goddamn record that is that's up-tempo, and I got to talk about a fucking dog dying.
Some other things about Casey Kasem you might not have known.
Mm-hmm.
Starting in 1969, he was the voice of Shaggy for Scooby-Doo, and he actually did that character in film, television, and video games until 2009.
Oh, sure.
His work on radio commercials was actually where he made most of his money. It was very lucrative for him and something that he really took a lot of pride in.
Well, if you ever saw him on television, all of a sudden he'd be interviewed or he'd talk,
mm-hmm.
and you'd go, I know that voice.
He actually had a TV show for a while in the 60s called Shebang and had a hit single called Letter from Elena. And
you've heard that, haven't you?
I think so. Yeah.
It was a spoken word piece. He wasn't singing.
Oh, was it?
Okay. No. It was like, and now we have a letter from Elena. Elena says, Casey, dear Casey.
Oh, okay.
It was one of those, and then they had the strings swelling behind him and all of that.
Gotcha.
Hello, I'm a disc jockey. And following a Beatle performance, one of my listeners wrote me a touching letter. Because it really happened, I'd like to share it with you. Dear Casey, if you're wondering what it is that I'm writing about, I'll tell you. I hugged my favorite Beatle, George Harrison. On August 19th, the night of the Beatle performance at the Cow Palace in San Francisco, two of my friends came along with me. Naturally, when I saw George walk on stage, I screamed my heart out. When he sang, I knew that I had to touch him.
His current wife, we all know her as Jean Kasem, and we all know that she's batshit crazy, but she actually...
And if you don't know what she looks like, she was... what's his name's new wife in Cheers?
I was just about to say she was
Carla's husband,
a semi-regular on the sitcom Cheers as Loretta Tortelli.
Yes,
and they parlayed that into a spinoff called the Tortellis that she was in for a very short period.
Yeah,
of
I remember
time.
That, and they had the kids and everything. They all look mm-hmm. like him. That sure lasted a hell of a long time, didn't it? So keep your feet on the ground and keep reaching for the stars,
yeah,
Casey. We'll all look up and think of you. I heard J.C. Douglas doing a tribute to Casey Kasem yesterday and then playing some old clips because they've got the rights to all of the countdown shows.
Oh, exactly.
They're in the wave, 89.9.
Halcon. Ooh, another big scoop for them.
Oh?
They have announced that Game of Thrones actor Kristen Nairn is going to be coming in November for the convention.
Which one is Kristen Nairn?
Hodor.
Hodor.
Hodor is coming to town.
What an easy role. Mm. Think about it. He only says one word.
Yeah.
And that's Hodor.
Yeah.
Hodor. See, I can't even do it. I've screwed it up already. I would have lost the audition right there. He just says Hodor.
Yeah.
You know, and just lumbers around and they're all telling him what to do. Hey, Hodor, go over there. Hodor.
And that's it. That's all you need.
There's a romantic moment. Hodor. You know? Come on.
But other than that, he just carries Bran around and that's all there is to it.
That's a dream role.
Oh, and they'll line up by the hundreds to see him at Halcon. Are you kidding me?
That's hilarious. Yep. Think about it, folks. You know, even if you get hired to do a commercial or something, you got to learn some lines.
Mm.
Can you imagine having that gig and forgetting a line? Hold line. Somebody, please.
Line. Hey, some concert news for you. Brad Paisley. He has canceled his upcoming shows in Halifax and Summerside, November 19th and November 20th. I always love this. Due to a scheduling conflict.
No one bought tickets, apparently.
Exactly.
Huh?
Yeah. So if you did buy tickets for Brad Paisley, refunds are available at point of purchase. Some other things going on concert-wise. Casino Nova Scotia just announced that America is going to be playing there October the 18th. Tickets go on sale on Wednesday. And Hey Rosetta is going to be tearing it down at the Shore Club in Hubbard's July the 11th. And tickets are on sale through the Shore Club right now. So apparently Halifax is a very walkable city. There's a website called walkscore.com, and it rates cities for its walkability factor. Out of 100, Halifax scored a 70.
That's because you can't ride a bike here anywhere. You have to freaking walk. There are no bike trails.
They say that most errands can be accomplished on foot. Average walk score of 70. That means that people in Halifax can walk to an average of 3 restaurants, bars, and coffee shops all within 5 minutes.
Unless you live in Beaver Bank.
In which case, yeah, you're walking a hell of a lot longer than that. Hey, the Osprey cam is back. I just saw this today. The Osprey cam. Are you familiar with that? Nova Scotia Power.
Yeah, where is the freaking Osprey cam? I mean, seriously, you told me it was that Osprey that was right by the Bedford Common. And if you haven't seen that, that's pretty cool. You know, when you go off the 102 or you come up from Bedford to go to the Bedford Common, the Walmart and that whole area there.
Mm-hmm.
If you're familiar with that, when you turn into the parking lot, just look up because there's this Osprey who has built his nest right at the top of one of the light poles there. It's been there for years.
Mm.
And I thought that's where the Osprey cam was, but I've looked everywhere for a camera, can't see one.
And I don't think they have ever really revealed where the Osprey cam is. It's a joint venture with Nova Scotia Power and the Museum of Natural History.
Is it the same Osprey every time? Yeah, because they even named them, didn't they?
Yes. It's Ethel and Oscar.
Yeah.
And now there was some question last year. It was a bit difficult. There was concern that there might not be Osprey on the nest. And I guess it was later in the season when they came back and started to rebuild. Then they had their eggs hatch and one of the chicks died. And it was thought that Ethel and Oscar had abandoned the nest, but looks like they are back, and Ethel and Oscar are now on the cam once again for the summer.
Back in the day, if you wanted to go watch some ospreys for that length of time, you had to keep looking over your shoulder because something could creep up and kill you and eat you. We don't have to worry about that anymore.
That's a great way to learn about nature.
Without getting eaten.
Exactly. Mm. Interested in watching or tuning into the Osprey cam, you can get through it either at the Nova Scotia Power website or through the Nova Scotia Museum, or sorry, the Museum of Natural History website. They have a link on it as well.
Do they have the peeper up yet?
The peeper.
On the Museum of Natural History.
I don't think they have put the peeper up for a while. I thought I remember hearing a couple of years ago that it was not weathering well.
The big old frog that used to be on the side of the building, for those of you who aren't familiar with the peeper.
Yeah, I just saw a photograph over the weekend that was taken inside the museum, and there it was inside, I think in the lobby. So I have a feeling that the peeper has been moved indoors on a permanent basis, but don't quote me on that.
But we used to sit outside and stare at that peeper and swear that it was breathing. Of course, we'd we go to the bar before we do that or whatever, but we'd sit there and go, no, man, look, just stare at it. It really looks like it's breathing. It really did. You never saw that before?
I never really spent that much time staring at it. I prefer to watch the Osprey cam.
We don't watch stupid cameras. No. We go out there and sit on the lawn of the Natural History Museum and stare at the frog on the wall there. Now, that's what we used to do in the old days.
Now, that's nature.
There you go. And that is it as far as we can see it from the Beaver Bank Bunker. We'll be back tomorrow, garbage day, on Wednesday.
Until then.